The two New Path staff members stood surveying the thing on their floor that lay puking and shivering and fouling itself, its arms hugging itself, embracing its own body as if to stop itself against the cold that made it tremble so violently. "What is it?" one staff member said. Donna said, "A person."
"Substance D?"
She nodded.
It ate his head. Another loser.
She said to the two of them, "It's easy to win. Anybody can win." Bending down over Robert Arctor, she said silently, "Goodbye." They were putting an old army blanket over him as she left. She did not look back. Getting into her car, she drove at once onto the closest freeway, into the thickest traffic possible. From the box of tapes on the floor of the car, she took the Carole King tapestry tape, her favorite of all she had, and pushed it into the tape deck. At the same time, she tugged loose the Ruger pistol magnetically mounted out of sight beneath the dashboard. In top gear, she tailgated a truck carrying wooden cases of quart bottles of Coca-Cola. And as Carole King sang in stereo, she emptied the clip of the Ruger at the Coke bottles a few feet ahead of her car. While Carole King sang soothingly about people sitting down and turning into toads, Donna managed to get four bottles before the gun's clip was empty. Bits of glass and smears of Coke splattered the windshield of her car. She felt better. "Justice and honesty and loyalty are not properties of this world," she thought. And then, by God, she rammed her old enemy, her ancient foe, the Coca-Cola truck, which went right on going without noticing. The impact spun her small car around. Her headlights dimmed out, horrible noises of fender against tire shrieked. And then she was off the freeway onto the emergency strip, facing the other direction, water pouring from her radiator, with motorists slowing down to gape. "Come back, you motherfucker," she said to herself. But the Coca-Cola truck was long gone, probably undented, maybe a scratch. Well, it was bound to happen sooner or later, her war, her taking on a symbol and a reality that outweighed her. "Now my insurance rates will go up," she realized as she climbed from her car. "In this world, you pay for tilting with evil in cold, hard cash." A late model Mustang slowed, and the driver, a man, called to her.
"You want a ride, miss?"
She did not answer. She just kept on going, a small figure on foot, facing an infinity of oncoming lights.